I think a lot of the problem that we have, just to start out with, is that we don't shine enough of a light on it. I mean, even just me doing this for 3 weeks now, or going on 3 weeks, I've been contacted by folks that are just saying, hey, my sister, my friend, I know about this woman that, you know, was found. And I'm getting a lot of contact from people around the state. And those were folks that I wasn't aware of. You know, I have my list that I got from the troopers, and I'm getting other names too.
And I guess I should ask, I mean, how will this work? You've mentioned that it's it's brand new and you're still kind of figuring that out. But is it, will you also be involved in new investigations as things come up?
Yes, that is, you're right. This is very new, so it's kind of a work in progress. But that is one of the goals of the commissioner, is that not only, you know, older unsolved either homicides or suspicious missing persons, but anything new that comes up, kind of being, you know, a source of information, or, you know, looking at what all has been gathered so far and maybe, you know, helping along. I mean, our troopers do a very good job, you know, out in the field, but maybe having an extra set of eyes and ears, ideas might help in the long run.
I'm trying to think how to ask you this and not sound like a jerk.
Okay.
But, like, I don't want to be, like, critical, because it's not maybe a criticism of mine, but I can imagine maybe people saying, why would there just be this one person in charge of this, you know, these type of investigations, or handling these type of investigations? Why couldn't the state have done a better job on this issue, you know, with all of its investigators?
That's actually a good question and a good observation. And I would say that, I mean, we have troopers in our rural areas that start out investigating, you know, whether it's a homicide or missing person, maybe the search and rescue. We have investigators that, if it's looking suspicious, or if we do have a homicide in one of our rural communities, those folks will respond out to those communities. You know, for the most part, those situations are resolved. The ones that aren't resolved are going to be where I come in. So it's not, I mean, really, it's not just me. It's troopers in the rural community. It's going to be investigators in our rural communities. It's going to be the investigators that go out, you know, from Anchorage, Fairbanks, Solotna, out to our rural communities. We also have cold case investigators, the Missing Persons Clearinghouse, which keeps track of everybody in the state of Alaska that is still missing. So it's really not just me. There's a whole team behind me. I'm, again, just going to shine a light on it more, and that will be my focus.
You were the first Alaska Native woman to be a trooper. You spent 22 years total in law enforcement. And I wonder, you know, is there anything about this that's sort of personal for you that made you want to come back and take this job?
There is. I don't know if personal is the right word for it, but being born in Alaska, raised in Alaska, being the daughter of an Indigenous woman myself, I think my connection is just as an Alaskan. And as a state trooper, I worked in rural Alaska in the small villages, and I saw how, you know, homicide, suicide, sexual assault, sexual abuse cases affected a whole community. You know, everybody was touched. It's not just, you know, that immediate family. And I think that is what drew me, because I was working in these communities, you know, and I lived in them. Galena, I lived in Nome, I lived in Kotzebue. And it does affect you as a person, maybe more as an Indigenous person myself.
When this position came up, I'm just kind of curious how that came to be. I mean, you could have stayed retired.
I could have.
Was there something about this in particular that you wanted to come back and do this kind of work?
Definitely. Definitely. I told the commissioner when I talked to him last year that this would be about the only thing that I would come back for. It's that important. And it came about, you know, as a, you know, between Commissioner Cockrell and the governor's office, and both seeing both seeing the need to have one person. That's kind of the center of that.
What does success look like here? Is it, you know, solving a crime and putting somebody away for a murder? Is it just, even if somebody, you know, went missing with no suspicious circumstances, finding out what happened to them, all of the above? I mean, what does that look like to you?
Yeah, I would say all of the above, and probably the most important thing is giving some closure to the family and to that person's loved ones as to what did happen, you know, and if it involves being able to charge somebody with a homicide, that's another closure, another piece of the closure for a family. I think ultimately that's what it's going to boil down to, you know, making the family whole.